Hall of Famer Harmon Killebrew has joined us this hour on Sports Byline. He was the American League MVP in 1969. As you would expect, Harmon, a lot of fans would like to talk baseball with you. Ken, Atlanta, Georgia, go ahead.
Hi, Ron. Another great show, another great guest. Harmon, I'd like to ask three quick questions. I'll get off and listen to your answer.
All right, Ken, thank you.
First of all, who is the most exciting ball player in baseball in your mind? Secondly, is there anybody who is going to catch Aaron ever? And thirdly, maybe you can wrap this up by in a roundabout fashion. What do you think about expansion, and will the expansion, in a sense, water things down where nobody will ever catch Aaron or, you know, DiMaggio or any of these great records? Thanks a lot.
All right, Ken. Boy, you asked some good questions there. The first one, who's the most exciting ball player around? I don't know. There's some awfully good athletes. You'd have to say that Ricky Henderson would be right at the top of the list. I mean, Ricky can do most anything that you ask him to do. He can hit the long ball, and certainly the best base dealer maybe ever, and the best leadoff hitter that I've ever seen. He certainly has to be at the top of the list. And as far as anybody ever catching Hank Aaron, I don't know. That's going to be very difficult because I think the problem is going to be is that the players are just not going to play as long as we played. They don't have to with the salaries they make today. And they're certainly physically capable of hitting a lot of home runs, but I just would question whether they're going to play that long or not.
Expansion.
That's a thing that I don't know. A lot of people think that it might water down the quality of the players, but they said that the last time around. So there's an awful lot of kids playing today that have good baseball ability. So I think we're just going to have to wait and see on that one.
Okay, Wayne, Port Orchard, Washington.
Yes. If were you ever offered a coach or manager's position?
Hi, Wayne.
Yes. Hi.
Yes, I was. I was offered the job down in Texas to manage that ball club 1 year when I first quit playing ball. I turned that down, and I've been offered coaching jobs numerous times, but I was never interested in doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Wayne.
Dominique.
Yeah, do you think Pete Rose should make the Hall of Fame, and do you think he will ever?
What do you think?
And, I'd have to say so.
Pardon?
I think he should make it.
Okay.
And, I was wondering what you thought.
Uh-huh. Well, I think it's a question that a lot of people are asking these days. What about Pete Rose, and should he make the Hall of Fame? Certainly on the ability that he has, had as a ball player, he certainly deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. There's no question about that. The other things are areas where people are wondering, and I don't know. I certainly don't have to vote on that, and I'm glad I don't have to, but I hope that someday maybe he'll get the opportunity to make it.
Go ahead, Bob, your turn.
Harmon Killebrew.
Bob, how are you?
Boy, fine. I'm somewhat in awe of having a chance to talk with you. You were my boyhood hero.
Thanks, Bob. Where are you calling from?
Seattle, but I grew up in Minnesota.
Oh, all right.
But, when I was a kid, I presented a portrait of you at the Camera Day game, and I hope you kept it. It might be worth something now.
Tell me, which one was that?
It was a drawing, a charcoal drawing.
Oh, I'm sure I have it somewhere.
I'm a successful portrait artist these days.
Great.
But you know,
do another one.
I just basically wanted to thank you for all the exciting moments. I remember one time where you checked your swing on a pitch and the ball hit the top of the wall in left field.
Oh.
And
it's been a windy day.
But yeah, thanks a lot, and it's an honor to get a chance to talk to you.
Well, thank you, Bob. Appreciate your call.
All right.
One of the other things I'd like to follow up on before I get back to the phones, you talked about the money that the players were making today. Do you feel that just because we are humans and it's a natural tendency, do you feel that takes away from one's commitment, one's ability to focus because they are getting concerned about their contracts, whereas players back when you came up and were playing, they always talked about their love for the game?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I've noticed in the players today, Ron, is that they don't have as much fun playing the game as we did, and there seems to be an awful lot of pressure on them because of the large salaries that that they make. I don't know. The long-term contracts, the million-dollar contracts, it may take something away from the player. I wouldn't want to think that a professional athlete would not give his best every minute that he's on the field. So I don't know. I just wouldn't want to say on that one.
Okay, Gary, go ahead.
Yeah, Harmon, I had a two-part question. It had to do with player salary. I, for one, have felt that the player's salary is justified. You know, these guys have a limited time in their lives to play baseball. Then in their late 30s, they have to start a new career, and I was wondering how you felt about that. And secondly, I was wondering how you felt about Ricky Henderson. I agree with your statement earlier that Ricky is the best player in baseball, with possible exception maybe Barry Bonds. And I really thought Ricky had a good, strong point. I was wondering what you thought about those things.
Well, I think you're right. I think he certainly did. I guess the problem with renegotiating your contract after you won't sign it is the thing a lot of people objected to. But Ricky Henderson may be the best all-around player in the game, and there's no question about that. And he certainly wanted to be paid like that. As far as the salaries that the players are getting today, I'm forgetting that for the players getting as much money as they possibly can. And they're not going to get more than the owners want to give them, so it must be in the ballpark there somewhere.
Gary, I just might correct you, because Dave Stewart never did win the Cy Young Award, so it wasn't a new contract after the Cy Young Award. Barry, go ahead in Atlanta.
Hey, Harmon.
Hey, Barry.
Hey, I played a lot of hooky in Orlando, Florida during March because of you.
Is that right? What's the spring training, huh?
Any memories of Tinkerfield?
Oh, yeah, that was a place. I trained 20 springs in Tinkerfield in Orlando, Florida, and kind of felt like a second home to me there for a while.
Well, I can just picture Don Mincher hit some towering shots right into the next door tangerine bowl.
Yeah, off that football stadium there, huh?
That's right. What position did you prefer playing, first, third, or outfield?
I played probably as many at third as I did at first base, and then I played 3 years in the outfield when I hurt my knee 1 year. But I, although I had a couple of serious injuries at first base, I enjoyed playing first more than any other position.
Well, that stretch in the All-Star game still hurts all of us.
Yeah, I can still feel that.
Thanks, Armin.
All right.
Birmingham, Alabama, David.
Hi, great talking to you. Two questions. One, when you were mentioning Stu Miller,
yes.
You hear this story all the time with Frank Howard, that when he'd be getting ready to pinch hit, all Stu Miller would have to do was stand up in the bullpen, and Frank Howard would put the bat down and go back to the bench.
You know, since I quit playing ball, and I tell people that he was the toughest pitcher that I ever faced, I hear more and more players say that they had trouble hitting Stu Miller. So I don't know how he ever lost a ball game. And if he could teach other pitchers how to pitch like that, he'd make $1 zillion.
And the other question is,
yes,
Ernie Banks said he got all his power, because he was sort of a small guy, with his wrists. I guess your style of hitting home runs must have been a lot different than his.
Not so much. I saw Ernie play, and many of the players were about the same size. Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, myself, Reggie Jackson, Ernie, Hank Aaron, were all about the same, except for a guy like Frank Howard, who was tremendously large. And we all pretty much did the same things. And as I explained earlier in the show, try to get everything in. The hips actually start your swing, and then everything else comes together.
Pittsburgh is where we go to next with Jim.
Hi, Harmon.
Hi, Jim.
You had an incredible year, no doubt, but you played a little before my time. I was wondering why you ended up with the Kansas City Royals in 1975. Did you have a little bit of a contract problem with the Twins or something?
The Minnesota Twins thought I was at the end of my career, Jim. They thought I was through playing. I still felt like I could play some more, and they said, well, fine. They offered me a job to manage a AAA ball club or coach at the big league level, and I still wanted to play. So I had talked to several ball clubs, and Kansas City was a club that really fit my personality, and I thought they had a chance to win. And I went down there my final season.
Do you have any bad feelings?
Any bad feelings?
Oh, no, not really. I would have liked to have ended my career in Minnesota, yes, but that wasn't the way it was to be.
Berkeley, California, Cliff.
Yeah, hi, Harmon.
Hi, Cliff.
I wanted to ask you about the 67 season, which is one of the great seasons in my memory. I was a big Red Sox fan. My brother was a Twins fan. And I wondered if you could talk about that last two-game set that you played with the Red Sox.
Well, that was a sad season for the Minnesota Twins. We went into Fenway Park with two games to play with a one-game lead, and the first game Jim Cott was pitching that ball game, hurt his elbow, and we actually were leading in the ball game. We wanted to lose that ball game, so we were tied going into the final day of the season, and we got beat the final day of the season to the Red Sox, and of course they went on to play in the World Series. So it was a very sad trip home to Minnesota for the Minnesota Twins.
Down in your neck of the woods, down in the Valley of the Sun, Phoenix. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hi, Herman.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Been a fan of yours since way back when.
Well, thank you.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I have a question about a particular ball game, and I can't remember the year that it was played, but it was under the days of Sam Mealy, and it was about a teammate of yours, Tony Oliva.
Yeah.
Is it true that, I don't even know who the team was that we were playing that day, but is it true that they tried to give him an intentional pass and the pitcher got a little careless and he reached out and hit a base hit? Do you remember that?
I don't remember Tony doing that, but I remember Vic Power doing that.
Oh, it was Vic Power. I thought it was Tony Oliva. I was just wondering if there's any records kept in that category. Has anybody else ever done that?
No, I was always afraid if I did that, I'd pop the ball up or hit a little ground ball somewhere.
Well, I know
like
I'd never heard of it since, so I was just curious. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for your call.
Well, Harmon, I tell you, I've known you a number of the years, and I think one of the things that people have always said to me about you was not only were you a great player, but you were a gentleman as well, and I think that's one of the things that may be missing to some degree, and I certainly understand with the money that's around, you know, how difficult that may be.
Well, I think you're right about that, Ron, but I'm happy that I was able to play in the years when I did. In the 50s and 60s, I think, were the golden years of baseball.
Harmon, thank you very much. What I'm happiest about the most is that you're feeling well, partner.
Ron, thank you very much. Always great to talk with you. Hope to see you again sometime.
Take care, Harmon.
Thank you.
Harmon Killebrew, Hall of Famer, as we said, hit 40 or more home runs 8 times, 22-year career with Washington, Minnesota, and Kansas City. We'll take a break here, wrap it up on the other side with the updated numbers in baseball, and we'll tell you about what's coming up on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA.